Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is your brother Mikhail Ahmed Smith here from Qalam. If you enjoy listening to our podcast, please donate to Qalam by visiting supportqalam.com. We love being able to share this content for free, and your donation ensures that we will always be able to do so. Each podcast we produce has thousands of listeners, so the support you give to this community in this effort brings immense reward. You never know who will benefit from your donation. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Jazakumullahu khair, everyone. Thank you for joining me. This is our 12th class of Tariqatul Hijratain, which is a book written by Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi. We've been studying it. You can see it on the screen if you're on YouTube with us. If you're on Facebook, you can see it as well. And if you're on Instagram, you can see a bit of it as well. It's kind of small, but khair. We got something there for you, inshallah ta'ala. So jazakumullah khair, everyone, for joining me. We do this every week, Wednesday at 7:30 Central Time, going through this amazing book written by Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahimahullah ta'ala. Just an amazing book on spiritual development. The name of the book is called Tariqatul Hijratain, the method of the two migrations. And he's basically in this book talking about a plethora of different concepts regarding spirituality. And today we're going to be diving into one of the aspects of time management and how that affects spiritual development. We're also going to be speaking about what he talks about in this section is how we're all on this journey and we're all going down this same journey, and how we are different, though. All of us are different in how we prepare for that journey. All of us are different in what we plan to get on this journey as we go through. And so it's a really, really, I'm really excited about today's class, inshallah ta'ala. So let's begin, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قال المصنف رحمه الله تعالى, the author, he states, قاعدة نافعة. He's saying he has a beneficial rule for us, a beneficial rule regarding our spiritual development and well-being. He says, العبد حين استقرت قدمه في هذه الدار فهو مسافر فيها إلى ربه ومدة سفره هي عمره الذي كتب له فالعمر هو مدة. مدة السفر الإنسان في هذه الدار في هذه الدار إلى ربه. He says that العبد, the servant, from the moment we come into this world, and he uses the word استقرر قدمه, the moment your feet land on the ground almost in this world, he says فهو مسافر, you're a traveler, فيها إلى ربي. You are a traveler in this world from the moment you come, going back to Allah. And he says, how long is this journey? How long is this journey, this safar, this trip that we're on? How long is it? He says, وَمُدَّةَ سَفْرِهِ هِيَ عُمُرُهُ. The mudda, the length of this journey is your lifespan. الَّذِي كُتِبَ لَهُ, which has been written for you. So none of us truly know, right? No one knows, subhanAllah. Do you get 50? Do you get 40? Do you get 30? Or do you get 20? Allah knows best. Like, we don't know. So he says the journey, the length of your journey is the amount of life that Allah has written for you. فَالْعُمَرْ هُوَ الْمُدَّةِ. Your life is the distance of the journey to your Lord. ثُمَّ قَدْ جُعِلَتِ الْأَيَّامِ وَالْلَيَالِ مَرَاحَلَةِ سَفْرِهِ. He says, thereafter, you have to understand something, that every single night and day is another, you could say, rest stop on this journey. Every night and day is another marahil, he says, marahil. And a marhala is just somewhere that, you know, you've reached this goal, you take a breath, and then you keep going. You're not done. It's just a marhala, is just a place that you've reached. So, you know, subhanAllah, you go on a road trip. You can't just go the whole distance. I mean, some people do, but you can't go the whole distance. You got to stop. You got to, you know, use the restroom. You got to get some snacks. You got to get gas, right? These are marahil. So he says, the day and nights that pass, every one of these days and nights that pass, these are the rest stops. These are the short breaks in this journey that we're on. فَكُلُّ يَوْمْ وَلَيْلَةٍ مَرْحَلَةٌ مِنْ مَرَاحِلٍ. Every day and night is one of those rest stops amongst all of the rest stops and the stopping points throughout your journey or your life. فَلَا يَزَالُ يَتُوِيهَا مَرْحَلَةً بَعْدَ مَرْحَلَةً حَتَّى يَنْتَهِ سَفَرْ. He says, so we are constantly going one rest stop after the next waypoint, to the next waypoint, to the next waypoint, until what? Until the journey is over. Until the journey is over. And then he says, فَالْكَيِّسْ. Let me go to the next page for you guys. He says, فَالْكَيِّسْ الْفَتَنْ هُوَ الَّذِي يَجْعَلْ كُلَّ مَرْحَلَةٍ نَصَبَ عَيْنَيْهِ فَيَهْتَمُّ بِقَطْعِهَا سَالِمًا غَانِمًا فَإِذَا قَطَعَهَا جَعَلَ الْأُخْرَ نَصَبَ عَيْنِهِ. He says the wise person isn't the one who looks at the whole journey. Like, you know what? I got like 15 hours left. I got 2 days left of travel left. No, he's like, the wise person is the one who takes each one of these resting points, each one of these rest stops, you could say, and puts that at the focus of their attention. The only thing they're focused on, the only thing they're thinking about is that next rest stop. He says, جَعَلَ كُلَّ مَرْحَلَةٍ نَصَبَ عَيْنِهِ. He takes that next rest stop that's in front, and that's my only focus. Only focus. And he's like, while I'm going for this one, he says, my only concern is that I got to get to this next spot. I got to make sure I get there on time. And when I get to that spot, and only when I get to that spot, will I begin to focus on the next one. On the next one. You know, subhanAllah, if you ever run like, you know, cross country, marathon, I don't know, if you ever run like long distances or any type of like exercise, you know that many times you can't focus on the big number that you have to accomplish. You literally have to just focus on one at a time. And what he's trying to teach us is for our spiritual well-being and spiritual development, the same is true. That on this journey of life, every day is another rest stop. But the way that you're going to get through, he says the wise person is not the one that looks, oh, I got like 30 rest stops ahead of me. No, the wise person is the one that's like, you know what? I'm going to keep focusing on what's right in front of me right at this moment. And he says, وَلَا يَتُولُ عَلَيْهِ الْأَمَدْ فَيَقْسُ قَلْبُهُ وَيَمْتَدُ عَمَلُهُ وَيَحْسُرُ بِالتَّسْوِيفِ وَالْوَعَدْ وَتَأْخِيرِ وَالْمُؤْتَلِ بَلْ يَعِدُ أُمْرُهُ تِلْكَ الْمَرْحَلَ وَاحِدْ. He's like, look, this person doesn't focus on everything way ahead. Why? Because what happens when you do that? The heart begins to get hard. Your hopes become stretched out. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Then he says, what happens next? Oh, all the good deeds. I don't really need to do this. You know, I'll do it later. I'll do it later. I'll do it later. I'll do it later. And then he says, what happens next? So I want to talk about this for a moment. This is interesting because what he's saying is this. In order for us to be on our deen, in order for us to be spiritually progressing in our deen, we have to look at each day like its own mountain. Like, this is the day that I gain Allah's pleasure. And he says, if you don't do that, what happens is the heart starts to get hard. Because what happens is you're like, you know, every Jummah, I'm going to think about Allah. Every Jummah, I'm going to focus my attention on getting my heart right with Allah. Then it becomes once a month. Then it becomes once a year. And before you know it, you're hitting 40 years old. And when's the last time you sat and really turned to Allah? So the point he's trying to make right now is that as long as you keep focusing on the day in front of you, you're not going to be delaying good deeds. You're not going to be like, oh, I'm going to call my mother tomorrow. You don't know if you have tomorrow. Today is all you have in front of you. And so he says something that's very powerful. And I want everyone to really, really take this. He says, بَلْ يَعِدُّ عُمْرُهُ تِلْكَ الْمَرْحَلَةَ وَاحِدْ. You consider your whole life to be that one stretch of the journey. That's it. Your entire life is just that stretch of the journey. That's it. There's no more. And now when you approach, yo, think about it from tomorrow's perspective, right? It's already nighttime. Alhamdulillah, we're going to wrap up, hit the sack in a few hours, right? And the next day begins. The next day begins. But if you live tomorrow, like he's saying, as if tomorrow is the only day of your life. Tomorrow is the only day of your life. And of course, after tomorrow comes akhirah, right? After tomorrow, tomorrow's the only day. You wake up tomorrow and you find out a little birdie comes in your window and it's like, yo, today's your last day. Live it right. How is that day gonna be? How is your attitude gonna be? How's your gratitude gonna be? How's your love for your children, your wife, your husband? How are you gonna handle hardships that come to you knowing today I'm dipping after today, yo? Subhanallah. Think about this. Is so, so profound. If I know I'm dipping tomorrow, tomorrow's my last day on this planet, and then I'm going back to Allah, will the hardships really bother me? Think about it. Like, yo, low key, nothing's gonna bother me because I know that this is all I have. So look what he's saying. This is so powerful for our spiritual development, because one of the things that Shaitan loves to do, he loves to tell you, look, you got 30 more marhalas in front of you. You got 30 more rest stops in front of you. And what Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi is teaching us at this moment, he's like, no. If you truly want to become a productive Muslim, if you truly want to become connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every day is one rest stop on the journey, number one. For those joining us late, every day is one stop on the journey, number one. Number two is I'm only focused on one day. And number three, I'm treating this day as if it's the only day that I have. So then what does he say next? He says, if that's the case, you're not going to be procrastinating good deeds. You're not going to be procrastinating your tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All that's going to happen right away. This is beautiful stuff. He says, فَإِنَّهُ He says, بَلْ يَعِدُّ عُمْرُهُ تِلْكَ الْمَرْحَلَةَ وَاحِدْ فَيَجْتَهِدْ فِي قَطْعِهَا بِخَيْرْ مَا بِحَضَرَتِهِ He's like, once you focus that this is the only day, then what happens mentally is you're like, I got to get through this day with my good deeds and my relationship with Allah. He says, فِي قَطْعِهَا بِخَيْرْ I got to get through this day with goodness. That's it. And this is so important for us, yo. The main thing that Shaitan does to us is whenever we want to change and become good, whenever we want to make that change, right? Then he tells us, how are you going to live the rest of your life like that? And once you think that way, you're like, yeah, man, I can't be praying tahajjud for the next 40 years. That's going to be intense, man. Yo, tahajjud for the next 40? So Shaitan's like, yeah, go to sleep, man. Go to sleep. So what he's trying to say is, no, uh-uh. Tomorrow is my only day. I'm focusing on tomorrow. It's beautiful advice. So let's continue. He goes, فَإِنَّهُ إِذَا تَيَقَّنَ قَصْرُهَا إِذَا تَيَقَّنَ قَصْرَهَا وَصُرَةَ إِنْقِضَائِهَا Listen to this. Yo, this is heavy. He says, once you become convinced about how short this one day is, right? Once you become convinced about how short this one day is, hear me out on this, and how fast it's gonna fly by. Once you become convinced on that, he says, "Hana alayhi al-amal." Good deeds will be easy for you. Good deeds will be easy. It'll be easy for you to throw some money in the sadaqah box. It'll be easy for you to get up and pray those two raka'ah. Because now you realize, yo, this day is flying past. This day is almost over already. It's gone. This is the only day I got. He says, Hana alayhi al-amalu. It will be extremely easy for you to do righteous deeds. فَتَطَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ إِنْقِيَادْ لِلْتَزْوِيدْ So now, your nafs, your own self, will start to get prep in preparation and get the things that it needs for this journey. Remember, we started today's halaqah by Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi explaining to us that, yo, we're on a journey back to Allah. And if you're on a journey, you better pack. You better have the stuff you need. You know what I mean? You better take water. You better take snacks. You better take all the stuff that you need for the journey. And he's like, once you realize the shortness, now you start to prepare. Then check what he says next. فَإِذَا اسْتَقْبَلَ مَرْحَلَةَ الْأُخْرَى مِنْ عُمْرِهِ اسْتَقْبَلَهَا كَذَلِكَ. Now, when you get to the next resting point, the next rest stop, the next spot, you do the same thing. You're like, this is the last day. I don't know if I got another day. This day is going to fly by. And that's how you live. You live each day. And wallahi, brothers and sisters, the pleasure that you will have of being present in the moment with people that you love, there's nothing better than that, yo. There's nothing better than truly being present in the moment with people that you love. Truly being there with them. It's beautiful. He says, so you come to the next day and you live the next day the same way you lived that previous day. How? Thinking that it's the final day. فَلَا يَزَالُ هَذَا دَعْبُهُ حَتَّى يَتْوِي مَرْحَلَ عُمْرِهِ كُلَّهَا. He's like, this will be your attitude every day of your life. Every day of your life, this will be your attitude. And you will pass one rest stop after the next until your life is over. فَيَحْمَدُ سَعْيِهِ. You'll be grateful for your efforts. You will be happy at what you worked for. وَيَبْتَهِجُ بِمَا عَادَهُ لِيَوْمَ فَاقَتِهِ وَحَاجَتِهِ. And you will be delighted because of what you have prepared for the day that you really needed that stuff. And that's the akhirah, that's the hereafter, right? Because what he's trying to teach us at this point is like, in reality, each of these days is you collecting the goods you're going to need for that day when you can't collect goods no more. And so that's what he's talking about at this point. He says, فَإِذَا طَلَعَ سُبْحَ الْآخِرَةِ. When the akhirah comes, when the hereafter, يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَانْقَشَعَ ظِلَامِ الدُّنْيَا, and all of the darkness of the world is gone. فَهِينَ إِذٍ يَحْمَدُ سَرَّهُ. Now he's going to be happy. He's going to be happy. فَمَا أَحْسَنَ مَا يَسْتَقْبِلُ يَوْمُهُ. He's like, what a great thing you've prepared for yourself. Now listen to this. He goes forward. Let's go to the next page, inshallah ta'ala. He says, now, let me go to the next page for Instagram. Okay. He says, but everyone's not the same, yo. Everybody's on the journey back to Allah, but everyone's not going in the same direction, you could say. He says, ثُمَّ النَّاسْ فِي قَطِي هَذِ الْمَرْحَلَ قِسْمًا. Then he's like, people, when it comes to going through this journey, there are two types of people. There are two types of people. He says, فَقِسْمٌ قَتَعُوهَا مُسَافِرِينَ بِهَا إِلَى دَارِ الشِّقَاءِ. He's like, one group is a group of people who are traveling each day, each rest stop, going to the house of wretchedness. Like a evil place in the hereafter. فَكُلَّمَا قَتَعُوا مَرْحَلَةً. Every day that passes, every rest stop that they pass, قَرَّبُوا مِنْ تِلْكَ الدَّارِ. They get closer to that home of wretchedness. Every day they go to sleep, they're a little bit closer to that home, a little bit closer to that home every single day. وَبَعَدُوا عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَعَنْ دَارَ كَرَامَتِهِ. And they're going in the opposite direction, slowly, just every day they're getting further away from Allah and further away from the abode of His blessings. They're literally going, they're going that direction. They're traveling like me and you, but they're going in a different direction. فَقَتَعُوا تِلْكَ الْمَرَاحِلِ. Every rest stop that they pass بِمَسَاخَةِ الرَّبِ, in the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Going against Him, going against the prophets, going against the deen, trying to get rid of Islam, trying to get rid of the beauty of the deen. They don't want it here. They're going against it. فَهَا أُولَى. He's like, these people, جعلت أيامهم مراحل يسافرون فيها إلى دار التي خلقوا لها. These people, every day, they are going closer to that house that has been made for the actions that they're doing. واستعملوها بعملها. And the actions that they're doing, these are the actions that are preparing that direction that they're going. So every single day, فهم مصحبون فيها بالشياطين. Every single day, they have their shayateen with them, keeping them going down that direction, keeping them going down that direction. And then he mentions a verse from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ أَرْسَلْنَا شَيَاطِينَ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ تَأُزُّهُمْ أَزَّ. So Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi rahimahullah, man, Tariqatul Hijratain, amazing book. And one of the first scholars that put me on to this book is Shaykhuna, Shaykh Fayaz, man, alhamdulillah, up in Calgary. He put me on to this book many years ago, man. And ever since, I've been benefiting from it. So he says that these people, they have the shayateen constantly, constantly pushing them, constantly, constantly pushing them down this path. Then he says, أَقِسْمَ الثَّانِي. He says, but then there is another group of people traveling. أَقِسْمَ الثَّانِي. He says, قَطْعُ تِلْكَ الْمَرَاحِلَ سَائِلِينَ فِيهَا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Every day they wake up, every day on this journey, this journey back to Allah, every day is another step closer to Allah. وَإِلَى دَارِ السَّلَامِ. Into the abode of peace. To the abode of peace. But he says, okay, now we're on the highway to heaven, so to speak. We're on the road to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, but guess what? Everybody on this road is not the same. Everyone on this road is not the same. He says, وَهُمْ ثَلَاثَةُ أَقْسَامٍ. There are three different types of people. Now, brothers and sisters, when you listen to the way he breaks this down, it's beautiful because it allows you to analyze your own self. It allows you to say, yo, where am I? How am I on this journey back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And which group am I from? So there's three groups. And this is based on a verse of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِ وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدْ وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِكُمْ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ سَابِكُمْ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there's three categories. فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِ. There are some people on this road who are hurting their own selves. ظَالِمْ لِنَفْسِهِ. They're doing self-harm. They're hurting themselves. Number two, مُقْتَصِدْ. Yani in the middle, like a little bit on this side, a little bit on that side. Still on the same journey, but a little bit on both sides. And then he says, وَسَابِكُمْ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ. In the third journey, the third group, السَابِقْ إِلَى الْخَيْرَاتِ. These are people that they're racing towards righteousness. They're racing towards goodness. All they're about is goodness. That's it. So now what he's going to do, he's going to break down these three groups for us. And the beauty of this, again, brothers and sisters, it really allows you to assess your relationship with Allah and your movement down this road, getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's look at these three groups. It's beautiful. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, وَهَؤُلَاءِ كُلُّهُمْ مُسْتَعِدُّونَ لِلسَّيْرِ مُقِنُونَ بِالرَّجَاءِ إِلَى اللَّهِ رَجَاءَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. He's like, look, everyone on this road that we're going to talk about, they're ready to travel. They're on the road to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They believe in Allah. They hope in Allah. But they're not all at this walking at the same pace. وَلَكِنْ مُتَفَاوِتُونَ فِي تَزَوَّدِي. Like they're at different levels in their preparation and how much they're preparing and how fast they're moving down this pathway. وَفِي نَفْسِ السَّيْرِ وَسُرْعَتِهِ. Some are moving quick, وَبَطْئِهِ, and some are moving slow down this path. Let's go to the next one. 1 second. Okay. So he's going to start off with the first group. فَظَالِمُ لِنَفْسِي. This is the person hurting them their own selves. He says, فَظَالِمُ لِنَفْسِي مُقَصِّرْ فِي الزَّادِ. This person is negligent or deficient in the provisions needed for the journey. غير آخذ منه ما يبلغه منزل. This person is not collecting and keeping enough to get them to the final place. لا في قدره ولا في صفته. This person is not getting enough and not even the right stuff they're going to need for this journey. بل مفرط في زاده الذي ينبغي له أن يتزود. This person is extremely negligent in getting the provisions they're going to need for this journey. ومع ذلك, yo, hold on, before I go forward, throughout this whole halakha, we've been using this analogy, this amazing metaphor for our journey to Allah as a true journey. And the more you look at it, the more you realize it is the most beautiful metaphor, because it truly, truly captivates all of the aspects of returning back home to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so what he's saying right now is, when you go on a journey, you got to take stuff with you. And similarly, he's saying the people in this first category are not preparing the things that they're going to need on the journey. You're going to need water. You're going to need food. You're going to need the things that will help you get through the journey. But he's like, instead of taking the stuff that's going to help them, he says, in fact, وَيَجِدُ غِبَّ أَذَاهِ إِذَا وَصَلَ مَنْزِلِ بِحَسْبِ مَا تَزَوَّدَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ الْمُؤْذِ الظَّارِ. He's like, in fact, these people, they're actually picking up and gathering things that are actually going to hurt them, going against their own selves. So instead of picking up stuff that's going to help me, they're picking up things that are going to harm themselves on this journey. So he'll talk about this group in more detail, but now he wants to take our attention to the second group. He says, وَالْمُقْتَصِدْ اِقْتَصِرَ مِنَ الزَّادِ عَلَى مَا يُبَلِّغُ. All right, this middle group. This middle group is the group that they only take enough provisions, exactly what they're going to need. That's it. So when it comes to gathering what they need, they're only getting the base. Like, how much do I need to get there? That's all they're collecting. That's all they need. وَلَمْ يُشَدَّ مَعَ ذَلِكَ أَحْمَالِ تِجَارَاتِ الرَّابِحَةِ. They didn't take anything extra so they could do more business when they get there, so that they can invest money later. They're like, no, what do I need to get to this journey? What do I need? That's all I'm taking with me. وَلَمْ يَتَزَوَّدُوا مَا يَذُرُوا. But they also didn't take anything that's going to harm them. So again, these people are the ones who, in this metaphor of this journey, they found out, wait, what do I need to get to the point I'm trying to get to? All right, okay, you only need your five prayers. You only need your fast in Ramadan. You only need your zakat. You only need your hajj. That's all you need, and you good. They're like, that's it? You're like, yeah, that's it. They're like, all right, cool, I got it. They're like, yo, you want to take some extra nuffles? They're like, nah, I'm good, yo. I just need what I need to get there. That's what he's saying right now. But then when it comes to things that will harm them, somebody's like, yo, you want to do this? They're like, nah, I'm good. That's not going to help me on my journey. So these people are in a good state, because they're preparing what they need and they're not taking things that are going to harm them. But they're not the best, because they're not taking things to invest later once they get to that place that they're actually going to. And that's what he's going to talk about right now. So he takes us to the third group. Let me go forward. Right here. It's beautiful. He takes us to the third group. He says, وَالسَّابِقُ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ هَمُّهُمْ فِي التَّحْسِيلِ الْأَرْبَحِ. He's like, the third group are the foremost. They're at the front. They're running fast. And not only are they running fast, they're taking the provisions that will allow them to gain benefit when they actually get where they're going. So they're focused on not just getting there, they're focused on, when I get there, I want to cash in too. When I get there, I want to cash in. So what do they do? وَشَدَّ أَحْمَالِ تِجَارَاتِ. They're like, you know what? Since I'm going, I'm going to put all this other stuff in my provisions too, because I'm going to be able to cash that stuff in later. I hope you can understand the metaphor. The metaphor is beautiful. The metaphor is beautiful. And he's going to break it down in a minute. He goes, لِعِلْمِهِ بِمِقْدَارِ الرِّبِ الْحَاصِلِ. These people know how much they can cash in the things that they're taking once they get to the destination. If you haven't got it by now, what he's saying is, there are some people who do enough deeds that will just get me to Jannah. And there are other people who are focused on, when I get to Jannah, I want Jannah to be laid out. I want to invest everything I have from this time into my hereafter. Other people are like, no, I just want to get there. Now, what that means is if I'm going to invest just what I need to get there, then I'm going to do my basic. I'm going to do my fard. I'm going to pray my prayers. I'm going to do my zakat. And alhamdulillah, inshallah, I'm going to get to Jannah, inshallah ta'ala, bi fadlillah. But this category, and we should always strive, man. We should always strive to be that highest category. This category is like, yo, I'm leaving dunya anyway. I'm going there. And the more I take from here now there, the more I invest over there, the more profit I'm getting when I get there. And that's what he's talking about right now. He's like, these people are not looking at only what will get them there. These are the people that are like, no, I want to cash in when I get there. So let me start investing from my life right now. Let me take this 5 minutes, do some dhikr of Allah. Let me take this 10 minutes, read some Quran. Let me take this 4 minutes, bust out 2 raka'ah. Let me take another 10 minutes, help my neighbor with her groceries. Let me take another 10 minutes, help that dude over there take out his garbage. They're constantly looking at how to take more stuff with them to invest in this journey. فَيَرَى خُسْرَانًا. These people consider it a major loss to keep anything for themselves here. They're like, no, why would I hold on to this? I'd rather invest this. If I hold on to it, I'm not making profit. SubhanAllah, you know, when people really get into, you know, business, finances, and, you know, making profit and investing in stuff, they look at sitting money as like dead money, basically, right? Like if you got money that's just sitting there, from an investor's perspective, you like, yo, your money's not working for you. And what he's trying to say right now is the same thing. He's like, once a person starts to focus on the akhirah, then the days that they're just like doing nothing, fawda, like doing nothing, just chilling, they're like, wait, this is just like dead money. I'm not investing these moments of my life, and I should be investing them. And so that's the analogy that Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi is given. He's like, these people consider it a loss. These people consider it a loss to just save money, save things for themselves and not invest it in the hereafter. And that's a beautiful mind state to have. So he says, فَيَجْدُ رِبْحَهُ يَوْمَ يَغْبِتُهُ التَّجَّارُ بِالْأَرْبَاحِ تِجَارَتِهِمْ. These people will find their profit when they meet that day, when they cash in everything. فَهُوَ كَرَجُلٌ. So he gives an analogy of a person. It's like a person who knows that in this distant city over there, there's a place where whatever money he has, if he takes that money over there, it just multiplies by so much. This is the example he's given for the person that's sabiqun bil khairat. Now, what he does here at this next point, let me see. Alhamdulillah, it's only been 30 minutes. We'll do a little bit more, inshallah, because now he's going to actually like lay out and explain on a practical level the difference between these three different categories. So he says, فَنَذْكُرْ بِعَوْنِ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلِهِ نَبْذَةً مِنْ مُتَاجِرِ الْأَقْسَامِ الثَّلَاثَةِ لِيَعْلَمَ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ أَيْنَ تَاجِرْ هُوَ. He's like, now I'm going to give you a picture. I'm going to give you a close-up picture of each of these three groups so that you can know which group you're of, right? So he explained them, but now he's going to break them down. So look what he says next. Let's go to the next page. He says, okay, the first group, this was the group that was dhalim, hurting themselves, right? They're not even like taking extra stuff on this journey. He says, فَإِنَّهُ إِذَا اسْتَقْبَلَ مَرْحَلَةَ يَوْمِهِ. When this person wakes up in the day and realizes, I'm at the next waypoint, I'm at the next resting stop of my day, of my life. مَرْحَلَةَ يَوْمِهِ وَلَيْلَتِهِ اِسْتَقْبَلَهَا. He sees that day. وَقَدَ سَبَقَتْ حُضُوذُهُ وَشَهَوَاتُهُ إِلَىٰ قَلْبِهِ. He's like, all of his personal desires, all of things he wants for himself or herself have already filled this person's heart. It depends on if you're using the PDF. We're on page 406. MashaAllah. If you're following in the book, we're on page 406. فَحَرَّكَتْ جَوَارِحَهُ طَالِبًا لَهَا سَعِيَةً فِيهَا. This person, because their heart is filled with their own desires, because their heart is filled with their own pleasure, their actions, their limbs, all their limbs can do are things that bring them pleasure at this moment right now. فَإِذَا زَاهَمَتْهَا حُقُوقَ رَبِّهِ تَارَةً وَتَارَةً فَمَرَّةً يَأْخُذُ بِالرُّخْصَةِ وَمَرَّةً بِالْعَزِيمَةِ وَمَرَّةً يَقْدِمُ عَلَى ذَنْبٍ وَتَرْكِ حَقِّ تَحَاوُنًا وَوَعْدًا بِالتَّوْبَةِ. Look, he's like, the person at this moment, the person at this mind frame of mind, he's like, so now when it's time to pray, you know, when it's time to do dhikr, when it's the haqq of Allah, now there's a battle going on because his own nafs is like, yo, man, I feel like chilling. And then his qalb is like, no, but we got to take what we need for this journey. And so he says, basically, now what happens is there's this constant internal struggle because the heart is filled with the desires. The limbs only want to do what the heart wants to do. And so now there's a battle going on every moment of this person's life to put the rights of Allah first, or do I put my own nafs first? So he says, sometimes they'll fulfill the rights of Allah. Sometimes they fulfill the rights of the nafs. Sometimes they take the easy path. Sometimes they go the hard route. And sometimes it's sin. And they say, you know what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive me. فَهَذَا حَالُ الظَّالِمْ لِنَفْسِهِ. This is the state of the one who's harming their own selves. مَعَ حِبْدِ التَّوْحِيدِ. They're still believers, yo. They still believe in Allah. They still believe in the Rasul. They still believe in Yawm al-Akhir. They still believe in the reward in the hereafter and the punishment. But this particular day has had benefit and loss. Benefit and loss. وَهُوَ لِلْأَغْلَبْ مِنْهُمَا. And guess what? That day is going to go to whichever thing was most preponderant in that day. So you, as we said, like for those joining us late, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi basically said, you have to look at the whole life like a journey, and each day is a rest stop on that journey. That's it. Each day is a marhala. It's like a checkpoint. And so what he's trying to say right now is this category of people, every day is up for grabs, basically. Every day is up for grabs. It could either be a day that takes this person away from Allah or a day that takes them closer. فَإِذَا وَرَدَ. My bad. Hold on one second. Okay. Sorry about that. So he says, listen to this. Beautiful. He says, فَإِذَا وَرَدَ الْقِيَامَةِ. When this person comes on يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مُيِّزَ رُبْحُهُ مِنْ خُسْرَانِهِ. These are going to be separated. The days that gained profit and closeness to Allah will be put on this side, and the days that gained loss are going to be put on this side. And then he'll go to whichever one is more. And that's a risky state to be in, right? We don't really want to be at that state. We don't want to be at that state. So let's go to the last. We'll do one more, and then that's it for today, inshallah. So he says this next group, though. One second. Okay, what about the muqtasidun? What do we say about these people, right? He says, فَأَدُّوا وَظِيفَةَ تِلْكَ الْمَرْحَلَةِ. These people have fulfilled the right of this checkpoint, right? And remember, you know, if you came late, it might not make complete sense. But, you know, when we're talking about this checkpoint, we're talking about this person fulfilled the rights of today. وَلَمْ يَزِيدُ عَلَيْهَا. This person did not do any extra prayers, extra dhikr, extra Quran, no extra stuff. They just did what they had to do today. وَلَمْ يَنْقُسُوا مِنْهَا. But they weren't negligent either. These people were like, yo, how much do I need? All right, I'm going to do that much. فَلَا حَسَلُوا عَلَىٰ أَرْبَاحِ التِّجَارِ. They're not worried about extra gains in the hereafter. They're like, yo, I just want to get there. وَلَا بَخَسُوا الْحَقَّ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِ. But they also did not forego or give up the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them. فَإِذَا. Here we go. Yeah. فَإِذَا اسْتَقْبَلَ أَحَدُهُمْ مَرْحَلَةَ يَوْمٍ. When this person reaches the checkpoint of today, اسْتَقْبَلَهَا بِالتُّهُورِ تَامًا. These people do their wudu properly. They do their salah properly on time. They pray it the way it should be. ثُمَّ يَنْسِلْفُ. But when they're done, then ينصرف منها إلى مباحاته ومعيشته. They do whatever they want to do for themselves. Like, all right, I prayed my prayer. Now I'm just going to chill. I'm going to do what I got to do. Like, for me. Not for my akhirah, just for me right now. قائماً بأعبائها مؤدياً واجب الرب. They're not doing anything extra trying to go higher and higher levels. They're just doing the basic. غير متفرغ للنوافل. Not doing anything extra. Not taking any extra time for extra. They're just doing the basic. وأوراد الأذكار والتوجه. They're not doing any extra dhikr, anything like that. Now, low-key brothers and sisters, like many of us, we got to work to be at this level. We got to make sure we got our salah on time. We got to make sure we got the basics of our deen on. If we can get to this level, man, that is a great blessing. But here's the deal. One of the scholars, I'm going to put the book to the side for a minute just to like wrap this up for today, inshallah. Yo, one of the scholars said, listen, when you're doing extras, then you're protecting your sunnahs. And when you do the sunnah, you're protecting the fard. But when you stop doing nafl extra, the only thing left to lose now is sunnah. And if you stop doing sunnah, the only thing left to lose is the fard. So when you look at it from that perspective, you realize, yo, if I do two rakah extra, just two nafl extra every day, then I'm gonna consider it a loss when I miss my extra. When in fact I'm not at loss, I'm still bonus. But if I'm only doing sunnahs, then I'm gonna consider it a loss when I miss my sunnah. So the point I'm trying to highlight here is like, we really have to strive to realize that every single day, the way he's teaching us this is beautiful, because he's like, just look at today as the only part of the journey that remains. Tonight is the only part of the journey of life that remains. Tomorrow is a new checkpoint ahead of you. So focus on today. Do extra today. Cut back on the things that are going to harm you in that journey. And the thing that will make it easy for you to sacrifice in this moment, the thing that will make it easy for you to sacrifice in this moment is realizing that today is the only day that I have. Tomorrow is a promise. I don't even know if it's not even a promise. I was never promised tomorrow. I was only promised the moment that I have right now. And so that's what Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi, rahimahullah ta'ala, is teaching us in these pages. I hope it was beneficial for everyone, inshallah ta'ala, in a means for us to focus on the moment and the time that we have in front of us. The time we have is precious. It's all that we truly have. And when you realize how short today is and how fast today goes, then you will begin to use your day to gain that akhirah, right? You'll use the day to gain the akhirah. And that's what he is teaching us, inshallah ta'ala. I hope it was beneficial for you, inshallah ta'ala. I mean, I was reading this, and when he broke it down from the perspective of today is your life. Today is your life. There's no tomorrow. Today is your life. It was so inspiring, man. It was just like, focus on today. Realize that if I get closer to Allah today, that's all I need to focus on. Tomorrow is tomorrow. I don't even know if tomorrow's coming. Just focus on today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. I'm just looking at the comments down here. Oh, if you want the PDF, you're going to have to Google the Arabic name of the book, which is Tariqatul Hijratain. I don't know of an English copy of it. If I had the English, I'd share it with you guys. But I don't know any English of this. I only know the Arabic of it, inshallah. It's called Tariqatul Hijratain. Tariqatul Hijratain, sorry. Tariqatul Hijratain. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from us. Thank you so much for spending this time with me, inshallah. I hope it's beneficial for you. And mashallah. Jazakumullahu khair, everyone. And I'll see you guys next Wednesday, inshallah. I'll put the name for you guys in the comment section, inshallah. All right, that's the name of the book right there. All right, jazakumullahu khair, everyone. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.